What a treat! Craig Carmisen in studio with us this morning on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning.
Do you notice that you now have more facial hair than Gabe does?
I did notice that. I feel like Gabe's like looking at people different.
I'm looking at people different?
Yeah, don't you think?
I feel people are looking at me different.
Well, that's definitely happening.
Do you think that's why he's looking? Like, he's like, there's like a, why are you looking at me different?
No, he knows why we're looking at him differently.
So when I was on TMJ this morning, Vince Vitrano said your eyes even look different. So
yeah.
I don't know if that's what you're catching. Like, the beard has thrown everything off.
That's what I think.
I'm coming around to it, though. Yesterday, I was like, no. Today, I'm like, oh, it's looking good. You get a little stubble, too. I think the stubble is going to help, you know,
as the
5 o'clock shadow fills in. So, Craig, very busy week, obviously. The last time we talked to you, the Green Bay Packers had picked in the first round of the NFL draft. They obviously have completed the draft since then. Overall takeaways from what the Packers did in the draft last week?
I don't care about the NFL draft.
Not even a little bit?
No. It was so great for, like, the city of Green Bay, for the state of Wisconsin. Like, Mark Murphy had his amazing moment. And, like, besides that, like, whatever, some fifth rounders are going to be better than second rounders and all that. I can't get caught up in the draft. I have better things to do.
Really? People are very excited, just so you know. Like, so when you talk to people, if they ask you about it, just say, oh, I'm very excited about Matthew Golden and move on.
No, I mean, I liked the first round pick. It was exciting to have a receiver. The Mark Murphy moment, like, all of it came together. That's awesome. But, like, I mean, Chewy and I would talk about it all the time. Like, the first round picks, like, it would always be like David Bakhtiari was the big pick. Like, the day after the draft, was anyone so excited about him or Donald Driver or whoever? Like,
you just never know. Yeah, I know what you're saying. Do you want Jair back?
I don't think you can count. I think you need the availability, right? And you just can't count on him. And when you're such a young team, you're trying to shape a culture. And I just don't think Jair is who you want shaping your culture. Like, I want Aaron Jones back. I don't want Jair Alexander back. Like, I want guys who are going to build a culture around them. And I just don't know that you can trust that with Jair.
So you don't think his talent on the field outweighs the problem he is not playing or off the field or whatever?
No, I think...
isn't there a balance?
Yeah, I think it would if you could count on him being on the field, right? But if you can't count on him being on the field, then what does it do? And each year that goes by, like, all of a sudden, he's like the 11th highest paid cornerback, and he's the 17th highest paid cornerback. And I think that, like, he didn't seemingly completely want to play when he was the highest paid cornerback.
But, I mean, I think they're going to end up kind of giving. If he stays, it's going to be some sort of incentive base. The more you play, the more you get paid. They're going to have to rework the deal if he does come back. But I think...
again, is that the culture you're trying to shape with one of the youngest teams in the league? I just don't know that that's how you build what you want to build, right? If you think that this isn't a guy who, you know, loves the game in the way you want your players to love the game, and... if that's who's going to naturally be a leader, because, you know, the way I look at it, if he is that good, Chewy, your best player better be your hardest working player and better be coachable, because that's who everyone else is going to follow, regardless of how much you're able to save by paying him a little less money.
Craig, you've got floor seats. What would happen if you just wandered onto the floor and taunted somebody after a series ended?
So if I walked up to Devin Booker... after game 6 of the NBA Finals. I just can't even imagine it. And, you know, so Tyrese's dad, we all see him, right, around all the time. So he was getting into a fight after game 3 with a fan. And I got in between it. And
wait, what?
Yeah, so...
really?
Yeah,
okay.
So...
this is juicy.
So game 3, you know... I don't know who started it or who didn't. One of our fans was being pretty obnoxious and talking smack to him. He was talking smack and saying, you know, actually at the time saying, hey, you may beat us in game 4, but I can guarantee you, you won't win a game in Indiana, so we're going to win this series. And there were expletives going back and forth between a fan. And
so he wasn't just yelling yay?
So I was kind of worried about where it was going to go and about... him posting something on social media that the fans were harassing him or any of that. So I kind of grabbed him by the shoulders from behind and I just said, hey, we were in Indianapolis for the All-Star game with Tyrese and Woj, and what he is as a player, as a person, you should just be so proud of him and the way he carries himself and the way he leads his franchise. He's like, I am. I was like, he just does it all the right way. And like, I was just there trying to diffuse the whole situation, but I clearly was not able to defuse him.
It didn't
carry over long term. It may have lasted for about 5 minutes. Yeah, my defusing the situation.
Well, what did you make of him? You know, he made this media appearance where he said, you know, that what we all saw happen didn't actually happen. He was not taunting Giannis specifically. He was, you know, shaking the flag to the fans, you know, to the universe, to the greater.
Looking through Giannis.
Looking not at Giannis. Like, I said yesterday, when you mess up, just say you messed up. And I know that might be overly simplistic, but in this instance, when he posted the apology on social media, I was like, okay, good. This is done. This is over with. But then to do that and kind of relitigate
it. I don't know. I thought Kenny Smith said it best, like, you came to see the show, not to be the show. So I'm not interested in what he has to say. Like, I have no interest in his comments after the game. I think we saw how he conducted himself. So I'm just not interested in what he has to say after the fact. I think it was really impressive that Tyrese, it's pretty hard to tell your dad, say, hey, my dad was totally in the wrong, you know, knowing the relationship they have. So I thought Tyrese was so impressive on the court. And let's not forget, he beat Giannis. I mean, not a lot of people beat Giannis off the dribble, you know, to win a game. And it was one-on-one. They set a screen for Giannis to guard Tyrese Halliburton, and Tyrese Halliburton beat Giannis to the basket to win a game. So that is really impressive. You can't take that away from him. And then after that, to have to be answering best moment of his career to this point, and he's been to an Eastern Conference Finals, but this is still the best moment of his career, he has to be answering questions about his dad. So it's just embarrassing for the league. It's embarrassing for their family in what should have been Halliburton's greatest moment.
Fair punishment. All
right, yeah, I mean, again, what they want to do. I mean, yeah, I think it's a fair punishment. And if they're wording it that they kind of decided together that he's not going to go to games or whatever, I think, you know, you don't want him to be the show. And I think if that prevents him from being the show, as the Pacers, who are a great team, I think we've seen them, you know, we could be annoyed about them in all the ways we are, but I think they could play the Cavs tough. They're a good basketball team.
All right, let's get to it. What do the Bucks do now? Don't be milquetoast. has Dame played his last game as a Buck? Is Lopez gone? Is this a total rebuild? They don't have pieces to trade for anyone. What? Where are we going?
So I think what we saw here was about 35% of the salary cap, which is Dame, not being useful in this series at the end of the day, right? Because he played a little bit of the first quarter in game four, didn't play at all in game five, was just working his way back in games two and three, right, after missing game one. So We kind of have a preview of what's in store for next year, right, where you're taking literally a third of your salary cap and can't put it towards basketball players, right?
Yeah, sure.
Because you have an injured player. And so to me, as I look at this series and I look how quickly the Bucks retooled and put together a completely new starting lineup for game five that outplayed the Pacers and, you know, obviously ran out of steam at the end and, you know, had, do you guys hear the stat? So since 1997, when they've kept track of actual play-by-play of every single possession, if a team is winning by seven or more in the postseason with 40 seconds to go.
Shut off his mic.
Yeah. Am I aware of this, Craig? Yes, I am.
So my point is Doc Rivers, Giannis, Gary Trent, whoever you want to credit, AJ Green, had this team in position to win, and we saw one of the biggest fluke things. That was with a week or so to retool and figure out how you're going to adjust to this. I mean, the Bucks have a lot of options. I mean, that's, you know.
What are the options?
I mean, you got to remember, that was the biggest thing the Bucks gained back in the Kyle Kuzma trade is options. The Bucks are out of the second apron, which, you know, didn't allow them to make pretty much any deals. It didn't allow them to trade their 2031 or 2032 first round pick. It didn't allow them to sign a player to the mid-level exemption or have a trade exemption. The Bucks now have a ton of optionality with this roster. There's players like Andre Jackson who didn't play in this entire series, who started 40 games this year, who you could argue may have been even the best defender for Tyrese Haliburton in this series, who is a young, athletic, versatile player who's going to develop offensively. We've seen AJ Green develop into, I believe, a credible starting player in this league. We haven't seen it on a consistent basis, but he is a plus defensive player, and we know what kind of shooter and overall player he is. This team is not in the dire situation people are talking about. There's been adversity. There's been, again, injuries to their best players every year in the postseason. That's going to impact any team.
Let me throw this out there. Go ahead, Chu.
You think they're going to be in the mix next year?
I don't know what this team's going to look like, but what I know is that every year this team has been able to build something around Giannis to be able to believe, for me to be able to believe, that they could compete. And even going into this postseason, if Dame had been able to work his way back into shape, which he wasn't able to do, we never saw Dame Lillard back in this postseason, I did not believe we matched up and could really beat the Celtics if we got there, but I was really excited to see what this team would look like against the number one seeded Cavs. I thought we matched up really well, and it would have been a very interesting series.
I just want to ask about a couple of fan favorites. Do you think Brooke Lopez is done?
I mean, I have no idea, and I can't comment on specific players, but,
Every time.
I mean, I don't think Brooke Lopez...
Well, you can talk about players on the roster, though.
I can't talk about what... Like, I'm not... The Bucks have not given me permission to speak for the organization, and naturally, if I give an opinion on a player who is a unrestricted free agent, that is in some way speaking for the organization.
He's an unrestricted free agent to be. He's still under contract to the Milwaukee Bucks.
Yeah. What I could tell you is, from the second Brook Lopez has walked in here, he unleashed a different Giannis than we ever saw.
And
right?
I think if you're paying attention, you see that. But Giannis values Brooke on the court and off.
Yeah.
And again, so then I wonder, like, is this a situation where
Brooke's unselfishness, and we haven't seen a lot of players like that who he came in here, completely reinvented his game, became not just a three-point shooter, but a four-point shooter, like where he was like stepping back 2 feet behind the line so he could, and work on that shot so he could open up the paint for Giannis and then be the rim protector in that drop defense, which was the defense that has led the Bucks to everything the team has accomplished over the last few years. He leads the league every year in amount of shots contested. I mean, the impact he's made on Milwaukee is crazy when you think about the fact that he is the all-time franchise leading scorer in the history of the Brooklyn Nets. And now he has had a career where I think a generation of Bucks fans will be like, how could you ever consider him anything besides a Milwaukee Buck? I mean, he was a core part of the championship, and hopefully there's a way for him to return. But either way, he deserves to be wherever he wants to be in whatever kind of role he wants to be. What are you laughing at?
Whoa.
I just don't share your optimism. I'm sorry. I mean, it's fine. It's great, but... I mean, it sounded to me like you were talking about the Brewers, just with different names. Craig, there isn't a person, a pundit, Charles Barkley or whatever, that are going to give them a chance to win the championship.
Do you know
it's
who never gave them...
It's not going to happen.
Who gave them a chance to win the championship before they won a championship? Nobody. You can never win a championship in Milwaukee. Giannis is going to have to leave if he wants to win a championship.
He's a B player. He can't be the A. He can't be the lead player.
Yep. All he does.
Can't close games.
All he does is dunk.
Yep.
Right? He can't make free throws. You're not going to be able to win. And, and so I think this is what you get in the NBA, which is what makes it so fun. And hopefully the Bucks and Giannis can embrace a challenge like this together and find a way to put a team out there that, again, like they do every year, that we're proud of and that we're excited to see what they can do.
Yeah, I hope it's the Packer model, where we thought this rebuild would take much longer. What was it, 2 years ago, where they were 4-7 or whatever?
I mean, Jordan Love's first season. I mean, Chewy, when they said it wasn't a rebuild, we laughed at them.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Craig, last thing before we let you go. Did you leave this on my car? Did you leave this pink post-it note on my car?
Please be more aware of space. No. You're not a good parker or a driver. No, I've heard you say you're not a good driver, but I would say that whoever would have like nice handwriting and a pink post-it and do that, I trust them more than you.
And you know me. Yeah. Maybe it's because you
know me. I think it's because he knows you.
Yeah. I also said, though, it's a parking structure. Like, it's the Hunger Games. If there's a spot and I can fit in it, I'm a fit in it.
Like, wait, but when you fit... When you were fitting in it, did you feel like you were fitting in it, or were there probably two empty spaces on each side?
There were two cars. Around, yeah. And again, I was telling the guys, like, there's not a lot of spots in the morning when we get here. You know, you got to take what you can. And so I was like, it's a tight squeeze.
Wait, when you guys get here, there aren't a lot of spots?
No.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of spots at like 10:30 in the afternoon. I mean, this is the biggest.
Because all the people that live here go to work.
This is the biggest single parking structure in the entire city of Milwaukee.
There aren't a lot of parking spaces around the door you want to go in. There are plenty of other parking spaces.
Oh, sorry, Jen. My bad.
I thought we were all on the same page here. We're all going through the same door. Yes. So it's basically this side of the parking structure. Okay. And there's a boatload of reserve spots for people that are never there. I never see those spots.
But you're saying only on the one floor. Like the idea of going
floors.
Up another floor.
I go up floors.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just, can you guys back me up here on the parking situation?
No. Like, I mean, because it's really just around the one door. I have no problem finding a parking spot.
I've been coming here for years. There's no parking issues here.
Anyway, the point is, I just want to make sure that you were. Yes. I'm going to ask everybody until I figure out who left the pink post-it note on my car.
Oh, we should have a handwriting sampling and have everyone in the office.
Do we have money in the budget to bring in a handwriting expert?
It's someone in the building. I think, to Josh's point earlier, it was somebody who lives in the apartments leaving and Chewy agreed, leaving to go to their job because my car was there between, 6:45 and 9:15.
I mean, and think about
6:50.
You wake
five.
Up
five.
You wake up early and you're going to work and someone's done that to you where you have to like get in the passenger side and try to, Jen.
Big old truck.
Too bad, so sad.
Guess what? Who also would be complaining if she was on the other side of this? If she had to climb into the passenger side because somebody parked too close.
Oh, look at the time. Thanks for hanging out, Craig. Really appreciate you stopping by.
Jen showing her strength of empathy once again.
Yes. Craig Garmison hanging out with Jen Gibbon-Chewy. He does it each and every Friday. Thanks, Craig. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, y'all.
Score big savings at Woodman's. $5.99. Scream at Sicilian Pizzas. There's no limit, so great time to stock up on your favorites and taste what all the screaming is about. Going on now through the 6th. So you still have 4 days to get out to Woodman's and get $5.99 Screaming Sicilian Pizzas. Think about it. Screaming Sicilian. Whether you want the thin and crispy, whether you want the original with the great crust, plenty of toppings, plenty of cheese. Screaming Sicilian. From Palermo's. They know what they're doing when it comes to premium quality frozen pizza. $5.99 right now at Woodman's. Taste what all the screaming is about.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
excuse me. Hold on. Getting choked up over it. So, hold on. Give me a moment.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Looking for a home can be a lot of things, stressful, time-consuming, and expensive, but looking for a home should be an exciting time in your life. The We Sell group at Keller Williams knows this. Their passion is people. And guys, now that my family and I are looking for a lake house to enjoy these Wisconsin summers, I can feel their passion and you will too. Knowledgeable, approachable, unprecedented availability. Maybe you're looking for a lake home, maybe it's your first home, or maybe selling is on your mind. Either way, Rob and Nick are here to help every step of the way. Go to wesell.kw.com. That's wesell.kw.com.
Think you know the show better than the average ESPN Milwaukee fan? Now's your chance to prove it. It's time to play The Week in Reach You.
How you feeling, big guy?
I feel okay.
Okay.
All right, I don't believe we had one last week. All the draft coverage, all the craziness going on up there. So it's been a minute since we've done this, big guy. So we'll update you. We've got five questions of things that you said throughout the course of the week. And we're quizzing you on if you remember them. If you get three right out of the five, you win. You get three wrong, you lose. Ready to go?
Yeah.
All right, Josh, let's go ahead and start with question number one.
There yeah, it was like the wet t-shirt contest in Dubuque. Okay, it's fine. Enough. I mean, it's still a contest, but...
I thought we were talking football.
To be honest, I thought boobs were boobs.
The Packers drafting this position would have been like a wet t-shirt contest in Dubuque.
D-tackle.
Nailed it.
Yeah. Some D tackles have nice boobs.
Such an interesting analogy, by the way.
All right, off to a hot start. One for one. Question number two, Joshy.
I think I have the most special blood. No, really?
You're the most special boy ever.
No, I'm O positive. Isn't that the most rare blood?
As we found out, that is not the most rare blood. What is actually the most rare blood type?
AB negative.
Wow. What?
Good
should
job,
see, our doctor should see Josh's eyes.
I thought that was a 0% chance.
Floored me. Man, he might have another chance. The only other time he ran the table, Josh put together the questions. Josh was not here. Part-time Will was reading the questions, or gave me the questions and playing the audio clips. But that's the one that you would think.
Josh is a notoriously tough tester.
Oh, yeah. He's going to sneak one in there that's going to guarantee himself that you don't run the table. That's the one I think he thought was going to give him the guarantee. Yeah. But that's not the case.
I mean, he listens about 3% of the show. He was listening when you told him the AB negative.
Josh, if I go 5 for 5, shave your beard?
No.
Oh.
Wow.
Question number three.
You have good cheeks. I didn't realize you had such good cheeks. No, really, Jen. I'm serious.
What is the name of the MacFund event where I am going to be playing 100 holes of golf and also caused me to shave my decade-old beard?
It has a name? Hold on. The name of the golf tournament you're playing in.
Yeah, the golf event for the MacFund to benefit the
MacFund. 100 holes of golf.
Yeah,
right?
And there's a name for it.
No, I don't think so.
I assure you, there is.
Oh, that's tough.
I don't think that is.
Kept a backup one in the old holster for Joshy. The Ringer. The Ringer is the name of
that
the event.
That is such, you've never said that on air. You've never said it on air.
I most
that
certainly
is,
have.
This is under protest.
Most certainly I've said The Ringer
no,
a lot.
No, you have not.
Over the years.
Have you guys heard
of
Jen? Have you heard of, it's called The Ringer?
Oh, this makes me very uncomfortable, but yes, I have. And Josh is going to put together a compilation of all the times that Gabe has said The Ringer on these airwaves over the last, 72 hours.
If you still can contribute because it was supposed to be yesterday, got pushed back because of rain. If you want to make a pledge, just text us 800-990-3776. If you text the word golf, the link will be sent right back to you. You can make a donation straight from your phone or just shoot a text and we'll keep track of it. Like Chewy's saying $20 per birdie next Thursday. He is going to donate to the
Josh, if we did a little side bet of this, what would it take for fans to donate in order for you to shave your beard?
Many 10,000 or more.
Again, you have to remember, Chew, that his girlfriend was A-okay with Josh getting Homer's face tattooed on his body versus him shaving his beard.
Yes. That's how serious.
Okay.
The beard grows back.
She has to look at me for the 2 months that it grows back for.
I mean, I get it. My wife still isn't looking at me regular. I feel ashamed.
I call her Mussolini. You think I want to add this to the list of things I got going?
All right, Chew, you still just have to get one of the next two right in order to win the week. We are on question number four.
For this.
You need sacrificial lambs.
Oh, yeah, you need
Blammer.
Some pawns.
Throw them in there and let them start nibbling on Blammer, and then you sneak attack them.
What animal would the Blammer be a sacrificial lamb for in the 100 versus 1 fight?
Um, What would I throw Blammer to? I mean, I'm pretty much.
I don't remember
anything.
This at all.
100 versus 1 gives it away.
Well, I know that scenario.
Yeah, the so Blammer? What animal would the Blammer be a sacrificial lamb for in the 100 versus 1 fight?
The lion.
Oh, the lion. So the 100 versus 1 fight was a viral thing from last week, this past week.
Yeah.
And it was 100 men versus what?
It was a gorilla. It was a gorilla, Chew. A gorilla. Because you were talking about the strategy for that, where not everybody would survive. You need pawns, and you would use Blammer as a pawn.
Okay. That's close.
Okay, so he started
he didn't
hot.
Make a guess. Oh, he did. He said lion.
He said lion. So he started hot, got the first two right.
Oh.
Backslid into getting two wrong. So now this question determines whether or not you win or lose the week. Joshy?
Because the dude's 1,000 years old, man.
He's not 1,000.
Practically.
Just because he's tall.
What tall athlete do you always wish was still competing despite being 500 years old?
I feel like the box. I'm going to choke.
Should get half a point
one
for
more
that.
Time. It's something big that's 1,000 years old.
Because the dude's 1,000 years old, man.
He's not 1,000.
Practically.
Just because he's tall.
Tall athlete you always wish was still competing.
Manute Bol.
Despite being 500 years old. Ernie Els. Oh. Ernie Els. That was when Jen was running through big nicknames and the Big Easy came up.
Oh, I choked.
Which is Ernie's
wow,
nickname.
That's bad.
Take that.
Screw you, Josh.
I feel like this has gotten more personal between the two of you as time has worn on.
Yeah, because he baited me with two layups, and all of a sudden...
Is that what we're doing now, Joshy? When we're strategically putting the questions together, are we going easy, easy, and then just, like, impossible?
I have gotten more strategic, but, I mean, he talks about Ernie Els anytime there's a golf major. So, 5 times a year, and then Gabe talks about golf, and then he'll go, golf sucks, where's Ernie Els?
Golf is terrible. I tried watching it yesterday, dude.
Scotty Scheffler shooting 10 under par wasn't good enough for
you? I have key words that I could bait him into talking about Ernie Els, and he wouldn't even know what was happening.
Oh, you're that, like, oh,
hands
the mentalist.
Puppet
it's like putting a quarter in. Like, here's the Ernie Els bit.
I did see a thing online the other day that said, like, there are certain things you can do, certain things you can drop into conversation casually that for whatever reason the human brain is predisposed to then react or respond with certain things. So the exercise it was showing was linearly 1 + 1 equals what?
2.
2 + 2 equals what?
4.
4 + 4 equals what?
8.
Name a vegetable.
Carrot.
Everybody says carrot.
Tomato. Yeah.
Really?
Why?
Yes. There's something about the linear element of the numbers being straightforward and straight. Your brain makes a connection to the carrot. I don't know, but you did it.
That's how those mentalists a lot of times work. Yeah. They it's just like a power of suggestion. You don't realize you're making connections. Yeah. That happens a lot with like numbers. They say pick a random
number. I don't think
it
would happen with me. It would not happen. I said tomato.
That's
you
not even
no
a
idea.
Vegetable.
That's technically a fruit.
I don't think so. No, no.
Technically speaking, a tomato is a fruit.
What makes it a fruit, Gabe?
The way
that
it grows
on a tree.
Yes.
That has nothing to do with it.
That's everything to do with the difference.
Then it's, you know, it's like the K in front of the N. Why is it silent? There's no need.
The K in front of what?
It's not like
the N,
that
like
at
a
all.
Knife.
No, I know. Oh, the N. Got it. I thought you were saying a word, but yes, the K in, yes.
No one actually believes that the tomato is a fruit. Nobody.
We might not believe it, but now we've been told it enough that we buy in. We'll take a break here.
I kind of leave that to the scientists. That's just me, personally.
I mean... You don't park in front of his house, but actually I'm going to determine what's a fruit and vegetable because I say so.
Yeah, that's the many complexities of one Mark Tremer.
Why did you go to carrot, Gabe? Why?
I don't know. She just said name a vegetable, so I said
Do
carrot.
Do you have another one, Jen? Is there another one?
You think she just keeps riddles? The Riddler over here.
I just want to show you how it doesn't work on me. It won't work on me.
Yes, we know. You're the special boy, as we said. You got the most special blood. The most special brain.
Oh, God, we got to take a break. Gabe, what do you got?
There's no better time to upgrade your windows and doors than right now with our friends at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. We love the folks at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin here at ASB Milwaukee for a reason. But right now, maybe you love them a little bit more because Pella is offering up to, get this, 6 years of 0% financing. That's right, 6 years, 0% financing. Set up your free in-home consultation. And you commit to nothing at this point. I've actually got them coming. I've got to make my appointment, but they're going to be coming to my house, taking a look at my windows, my doors, see if I need anything over at the house. But when you schedule that free in-home consultation, they'll listen to your vision, suggest the Pella materials and customizations to make it a reality. Get the customizations that they can do, unbelievable. And then you get 0% financing for up to 6 years. Certain restrictions apply, and the deal ends May 31st. So visit PellaWI.com today.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
His eyeball.
Wait.
Where do I get him?
I just assumed. When I said wait, did you just assume it was just a suggestion?
Yeah, pretty much. Typically.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Big series out at the ballpark this weekend for your Milwaukee Brew crew hosting the Cubs, who are currently leading the division. A little too early to be standings watching, if you will. Brewers are a 500 team right now. Pat Murphy saying that's not good enough. You can't be a 500 team to end the season and expect to be in the postseason. So, you know, he's a bit of a taskmaster, and I love that about Pat Murphy. So Brewers chasing the Cubs. But look, you win these next three games, guys, you're right there even with them. And you can have that back and forth if you want all season long. I would just, you know, hope that they put them in the rear view. But it feels like one of those seasons where they are going to be battling with the Cubs for the foreseeable future. Speaking of the Brewers, you know, with Tyrese Halliburton being in the news over the last few weeks, I didn't realize this until he revealed it on the Pat McAfee show. But at one point, I think it was last year, guys, Tyrese Halliburton was supposed to throw out the first pitch for a Brewers game. But after the Pacers eliminated the Bucks from the postseason in the first round, the Brewers revoked their offer to throw out the first pitch.
Smart.
Chew. Feels a little petty, but also sports petty, which is different than human petty. And I'm okay sometimes with sports petty. What do you think?
I'm with Gabe. I think it was smart because he would have gotten booed anyways. I mean, I don't know if, even though he's from the – where's he from, Gabe?
Oshkosh.
Fondo? Oshkosh?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's real liked around here because he does jaw. That's a part of his game. Indiana is becoming a pretty good rival, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, and he's spoken about that. And Giannis can, after, you know, after games, say he's got a lot of respect for, you know, Tyrese Halliburton all he wants. At the same time, like, that dude trash-talked his way into eliminating the Bucks last year. I don't think you want to start a game with the person going out there for the ceremony of first pitch. I don't think you want that person to get booed.
No, I thought it was very smart.
Yeah, that's just smart. I don't want to start the game that way. Like, that's not putting Tyrese in a good spot either.
It's interesting, though, because we have talked about it on this program. We have talked about it numerous times when various things pop up around the country. Wisconsin is really good about caring about supporting Wisconsin's own, and Halliburton is a Wisconsin kid who went on, you know, my brain's it's escaping me right now, but who's the kid from Miami, plays for Miami?
Tyler Hero.
Thank you. Tyler Hero is another one. Like, people tend to want him to have success, not against their teams, but in this instance, Tyler Halliburton wouldn't be going against the Brewers. I'm a little bit surprised that he is the line that the Brewers sort of drew.
Well, but I mean, do you think he would have been cheered or booed?
Oh, he would have been booed.
He would have been booed. 100% he would have been booed.
Isn't that all in good fun?
Yeah, but like, I mean, you don't want anybody, I don't want to be booing to start a game.
So don't.
Yeah,
But I have to.
Do you?
Yeah, my hand is forced. Just like when Craig Counsell is shown, when Craig Counsell is announced, if I go to a game this weekend, gotta boo Craig. Sorry. Them's the rules.
Right, but the difference between Craig was managing the Brewers and then chose to go to the Cubs. It's not like Tyrese Halliburton was ever a member of the Bucks and then was like, peace, I'm out of here.
No, but
like,
he chose to trash talk and be annoying on his way to winning.
Yeah, and then
that was a decision.
So it's the trash talk more for you than the fact that he plays for the Pacers and the Pacers eliminated the Bucks.
Correct. It's the way in which it happened. And now, especially with his dad, like, that's just
well,
the best
now,
of luck.
Sure, but this was last year. Yeah. Joshy, would you have booed Tyrese Halliburton when he threw out the first pitch?
Hell yeah. I mean, he has made himself as being, like, the pest annoying guy. He goes after the Bucks. He relishes playing against the Bucks and beating them. Had it been Miles Turner, I don't think the reception would have been the same. But it being one of the few guys on that team, and there's a couple that try and get under, it's their style of play.
Agitators.
Had Tyler Hero just played basketball the way he was and the Heat eliminated him, I don't think anybody thinks twice about him coming back and throwing out a first pitch.
So it's agitator element of it, not the he played for the Pacers and the Pacers bounced the Bucks.
Correct. Yeah, because I do think we are protective of our own. So even if you bested us in your situation, if you're a guy we still like and has ingratiated yourself with the community, with the state, with the teams, yeah. Also, we haven't mentioned Giannis has an investment in the Brewers.
Yep. Most certainly does.
You think if he saw that, he'd be too thrilled of, hey, that guy just sort of embarrassed us, and now we're going to celebrate him with the first pitch? Doesn't seem like the best move for them.
What is the statute of limitations on this chew?
Forever. Rest of his life.
Mm-hmm. You think so?
No, I think they're being completely ridiculous, but rest of his life, Tyrese Halliburton can never throw out a first pitch at AmFam Field.
Well, maybe the Timber Rattlers need someone.
It's closer to home, too.
Yeah. It'd be nice.
Yeah, I'm starting to.
This is how sports work.
No, yeah. What you're doing is trying to agree with Joshy so that next time Reachu comes around, Joshy goes a little bit easier on you. I see what's happening here.
Why is there so much trash talking in basketball? You guys, you would think there's a lot of trash talking in football. There is not.
You guys are just too tired.
Very little. Is that why?
I don't know.
I think it's a proximity thing. I think it's the amount, like, downtime you're standing at. Yeah.
Plus, like, the downtime, you're actually, like, your downtime, Chu, you're in the huddle with your own team. Like, downtime in the NBA, you're on the floor standing next to your opponent.
Yeah, I guess.
So I appreciate Joshy's contribution that Giannis is a part owner slash investor in the Brewers, and maybe that makes things a little awkward. But are we trying to say that anytime Tyrese Halliburton comes back to Wisconsin, he is going to be booed? And it is not because the Pacers now have eliminated the Bucks in two back-to-back seasons. It is because he's an agitator on the court, and he's just not that well-liked. Am I following this logic correctly?
Sounds about right. Seems like you've got that. Like, if he goes to a Packers game this fall, and they show him on the Jumbotron, guess what's going to happen?
Yeah.
Dude's getting booed.
Really?
All right, here's a question. Will Aaron Rodgers ever come back and throw out a first pitch for the Brewers? And would he get booed if he did it now?
I think he doesn't because he thinks it's too small time. if I were to guess.
I mean, I'm guessing, but I think what would be more likely is he comes back for a Bucks game because I don't believe his investment into the Bucks was, you know, I don't think he pulled out of that. I don't think he sold that. So I think he's still an investor in the Bucks, and with enough time, like if he does it in 5 years after he's retired, he comes back and does the number thing at Lambeau, the Packers Hall of Fame, might be a couple of boos, but more, it's going to be more overwhelming cheers.
I'm just a little surprised that this kid from Wisconsin, who again, it seems like Wisconsin especially, always wraps its arms around its own, no matter where they go and find success. He's the exception to that rule. At least it seems that way. Are there others? Are there other athletes who have been born and raised here in Wisconsin who have gone elsewhere and now they are persona non grata? Or is it just Halliburton?
I'm sure I'm trying to think of a comparison. If X was from Wisconsin, the behavior would be treated the same. Like, I don't know if it's him as much as the type of player and the type of situation that, like, you eliminated the Bucks and you did it while running your mouth the whole time and you were throwing it in our face. Not going to like it. You weren't gracious in victory. And especially against a guy like Giannis, who went out of his way to say how much he tries not to do that and tries to be respectful of other people.
Well, and again, that's this year as well. And I know last year they bounced him as well. But if this was last offseason, when the Brewers rescinded the offer to throw out the first punch, you don't have all of the details of his dad and all of, like, everything that went down this one. Because this one, to me, seemed more chippy than last year. Well, because, significantly more.
But because, and that's because you have the more history. Like, and it's only if they meet in the postseason again next year, going to be even chippier. But he was still running his mouth pretty good the entire time last year. Like that, it, and that's and why he the continued course of to the do season. It.
Yeah. And again, remember, guys,
they had the incident with Giannis earlier during the regular season.
And The Athletic put that poll out saying that he was considered the most overrated player, not by fans, not by people who consume basketball, by his peers. Right? So again, like I'm not saying that this is, you know, exclusive to Wisconsin. Obviously, this guy has a bit of a reputation, but I did find it interesting that he seems to be the only one right now that I can think of where the Wisconsin roots don't trump whatever he's done elsewhere in his career.
Like if Amon-Ra St. Brown was, even before he wore the Green Bay sucks one word for Green Bay, he would have already been because he's that type of player. He likes to get in people's faces. He likes to annoy you. He likes to annoy the opponent. I think he would also sort of fit that same mold of, yeah, you're from Wisconsin and you're good, but you make it particularly hard to like you if you're on the other side.
Would you have booed Tyrese Halliburton if he threw out the first pitch at AmFam Field last summer? We're going to put that on the poll. I want to know what people think. And yes, now again, you have all of the advantage of all the recent stuff. But I wonder if last summer you would have been a person booing him as he threw out the first pitch, or if you would have been like, ah, Wisconsin kid, done good.
What about the kid from La Crosse that went to the Celtics? Marquette and then left?
Okay. Well, so
Houser?
Yeah, they were from Stevens Point.
I know, but would they get booed? I mean, they left Marquette.
I don't think Houser would be booed.
You don't think so?
Well, because a lot of the perception around, especially around Sam, was that he left because Joey wanted to leave. So a lot of the perception, whether that's true or not, I have no idea. I just know that's the perception out there that they decided to leave and Sam wanted to be supportive of his brother, and so he left. And yeah, if they brought back Sam Houser, I don't think Sam Houser would be booed.
Con Knipple? Con Knipple getting booed?
No.
Duke bounces Wisconsin, let's just say. Throw it all together. Is he getting booed throughout the first pitch?
If he's trash talking the entire time.
So it's the trash. I think it's really intriguing that that's the detail that sort of leads to this perception slash
behavior. He wants to make me feel it. He's trying to make me feel it a little bit more. Not only are you eliminating me, but you are, in my favorite team, you are trash talking and trying to make me feel worse the entire time.
I think Halliburton might get back in the good graces if the Bucks go ahead and mollywomp them the next few years. Jason the Locksmith says, I want to like Tyrese Halliburton because he's from Wisconsin. I just can't because he's a dink on the court. And then Dave says, Jen, you would boo the pink Post-it girl. Let's go to break.
Before we go to break, I want to tell you about Wanna Parlay. I downloaded the Wanna Parlay app on my phone, and it is so much fun. You can compete against me and other Jen, Gabe, and Chewy listeners to see who combine a few picks and build the best parlay. It's just $2 for a shot at taking home a huge cash prize. It's a blast and so simple to use. There are new basketball, hockey, baseball, and combat sports contests every single week. And the best part, it is only $2 to enter a parlay into the contest. Plus, you can always play their free-to-play games as well. Here's what you should do. Download the Wanna Parlay app, and if you decide to upload money, use promo code JGC for a 100% deposit match. That's code JGC for up to $250. So download the Wanna Parlay app, use promo code JGC, and let's play the world's richest parlay today. You must be 18 years old to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER today.
You're listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
What do we do? Where do we go from here?
We've talked about insulation. We've talked about fantasy camp, and now we've talked about Burning Man. We've hit for the cycle in the first 5 minutes of the show.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Here we go.
Jacob weighing in on the Carbless Talking text line saying, Craig Council will 100% get booed tonight.
And I will Saturday. And Sunday.
That's what I was
And whenever they
at.
Come back again.
Thank you. Glad we were on the same page on that. Speaking of not being on the same page, 75% of people say that birds do not, in fact, make out. Chew.
I'll take 25. That's a win.
Yeah, but again, if he witnessed it, Chewy said he witnessed it.
Yes.
I gotta trust the big guy that he saw this happen. Just because I haven't seen it happen doesn't mean it doesn't happen.
It's called gizzarding.
Yes. Thank you for blessing us with that term. Will Dean Tausch is next on ESPN Milwaukee.